A bipartisan group of state lawmakers filed several new bills on Thursday to address the shortage of child care options in North Carolina. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell has more.
Daphne Alciel recently moved to the Winston-Salem area and hasn't been able to find a child care center that has room for her 8-month-old daughter Ella Rose. Every center she calls has a long waiting list. She's already given up on finding an affordable option, with many programs costing more than $1,200 a month. That means she has to work from home with Ella Rose at her side.
I feel like I'm not 100% there for my job and not 100% there for her, so it's definitely a challenge trying to juggle it all.
Federal COVID funding that helped out the childcare industry is set to run out later this year. Michelle Miller Cox runs a childcare center in Raleigh. She says a shortage of teachers will only get worse.
The childcare industry was already broken before the pandemic struck, but now we are on the verge of crumbling. We are facing unprecedented teacher shortages, lack of availability for parents, and high costs at every level.
One of the bills introduced Thursday would add about $100 million toward state subsidies for childcare centers. Another would create a new program to split the cost of childcare with employers. Representative Ashton Clemens of Greensboro is a sponsor.
TriShare is a model that has business, families, and the state sharing the cost of childcare. And we will be putting forth to start that in 3 counties as a pilot program and learn from it.
The plan has the support of the North Carolina Chamber, the state's main business lobby. The group's lobbyist, Deborah Durr, says there's also a need to update the regulations that child care centers face.
We believe it is time to reimagine this critical infrastructure. Solutions such as private-public partnerships and modernization of regulations that do not undermine safety and quality must be considered.
Republican House and Senate lawmakers said the proposals have support from legislative leaders. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.